Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Good morning, everybody. I'm going to ask Pastor Butler to lead us in prayer today. I'm on the call, but I would like Pastor Butler to lead us in prayer today. Hallelujah, from beginning to end. Pastor Butler, I know I didn't warn you or prepare you for it, but I'm just going to ask you to lead us this morning. I'll be back on strong this evening at 6 o'clock, but I want Pastor Butler to lead us in the praises of God. Mele bashekele mandolo bosita. We are in a time of consecration, and I'm just so excited. I am so excited about this time of consecration, this time of putting away of the filth of the flesh, this time of tapping into God. I'm so excited about this time of consecration, this time of going after God, pursuing him with everything that is in us, this time of killing the flesh, circumcision of the flesh, cutting away, pulling away, being delivered, pursuing him with everything that's in us. I'm ready to go after God with everything that's in me. I'm ready. I'm so grateful for every pastor that is on this call, every man of God, every woman of God, every handmaiden daughter of Zion, prophetess, prophets, apostles, evangelists. We're so excited about what God is going to do this morning. We understand the power of prayer. We understand the power of commanding our morning. We understand the power of pursuing him and going after God. I'm going to take just a little rest this morning with my voice, but then I'll be back on strong at 6 o'clock to pray. And this is all week, 6 a.m., 6 p.m., Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Tell your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, everybody that you can think of to get in on this prayer line as we go after God, as we talk to him, love on him. Amen. I hope you went on ahead and ate your food. Amen. Got your banana pudding and peach cobbler and baked beans and all those foods that you can't eat no more while you are on this time of consecration. I pray that you are ready to go after God. That's what we're doing this week. We are not on social media. Praise God. We're not going out. We are pulling into God. We're drawing close to him. The old folk used to say, steal away. That's what we're doing. We're stealing away. We're putting in that time with him. All right? 6 a.m., 6 p.m., we're praying every day, and we are not eating meat this week. Amen. The only thing we're eating is fruits and vegetables. The only thing we are drinking is water. No social media, no rice, no pasta, no bread, no going out. All right? That's what we're doing. Let me make sure I said everything so I don't leave anything out. But we're doing water, fruits, and vegetables. No social media, no juice, no soda, no coffee, no tea, no eating out, no rice, no bread, or any pasta. I've asked everybody who's a part of KCC to pray at least 1 hour at the sanctuary, all right? And I'm asking those who are in charge of keeping the churches open, especially in Jacksonville and Charlotte, to make sure we keep the sanctuary open. All right, let's go past 5 so that people can come to the church and pray. Amen. We have that list where you can sign in and pray. But we got one solid hour that I want you to put in a prayer every day at the sanctuary. All right? We are going to press into God. We're going to pursue him. We're going to have angelic visitations. We're going to have divine encounters. We're going to have angelic rescues and breakthroughs, healings and miracles are getting ready to spring forth. Your health is going to spring forth speedily. That's the promise of Isaiah chapter 58. But we are starting this consecration. Amen. And I dare you to do it with us. I dare you to mean business. I dare you to beat your flesh down. Your flesh is so used to being in control. It is so used to running your life. It is so used to telling you what to do. Amen. But this time, you're going to tell your flesh you don't run nothing. Amen. We are pursuing God with every fiber of our being. We are shutting down our flesh. Did you hear that, young man? Did you hear that, young lady? We are shutting down our flesh. All right? And we're going after him. And watch the things that God is going to do for us this week. Now, it's 6 a.m. right where you are. Go ahead and posh your heart. Get on out that bed. Halabashadia. Hembebe kese le menkato. Mulan sele delelemiya. Ilalabansai. Gobio sokomosha. Go on and get out of that bed. Amen. Let's get on out that bed this morning. Let's go after God. Let's pursue him. We're going to be done at 6:10. Pastor Butler will shut it down at about 6:27. Amen. And I'll come back on. Praise God. But I want us to go after him. And then when we get done, I'll come back on at 6:27 and prepare you for this evening. Do not miss one day of prayer. There's 1,000 people on this line. Do not miss one day of prayer. I'm going to say it again. Do not miss one day. Don't miss one morning. And don't miss one evening. Don't miss one morning. And don't miss one evening. Don't miss one morning. And don't miss one evening of prayer. We are going after God, and we're getting ready to take the spoils and receive everything that God has for us. I'm so excited, I don't know what to do with myself. Pastor Butler, it's in your hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Good morning, our chief pastor and overseer and prophet and man of God, we love you. We thank God for you, and we pray that, amen, God strengthens you as you take this moment to just rest your voice. I'm glad that we can stand in the gap. Let's go before His Majesty, believers and saints of God, KCC. Let's tap in with thanksgiving. The Bible said, enter into His gate with thanksgiving. Enter into His courts with thanksgiving. Come before His throne, and let's bless him. Let's give him the fruit of our lips. Let's give him, amen, our appreciation and gratitude. My God, I feel his presence already. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we adore you this morning. We come before you this morning to say thank you. We want to stop this morning, Lord, and tell you we appreciate you. We celebrate you, and we honor you. We thank you, Lord God, for being in the land of the living, because the dead does not praise thee, neither does any that go down in the silence. But God, while we yet have our being, Father, we will bless you. Father, we lift our voices up this morning as a trumpet to make it known. The Lord be magnified. The Lord be glorified. We extol thee and we esteem thee high, because you're worthy of praise and honor and glory. Before we ask one thing, before we make one petition, before we make one supplication, Father, we want to show our appreciation and celebration for the great things that you have done. For you have done great things for us, Master.
when we are glad. Oh, God, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise you. Father, we do it from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Your majestic, matchless name is to be praised. Father, we adore you for the great things you have done. Father, you laid us down to sleep, but we awakened because you sustained us. Oh, Lamb of God, what shall we render unto you for all your many benefits unto us? Oh, God, we take the cup of salvation and call on the majestic, matchless, magnificent, and magnanimous, marvelous, hallelujah, name of his majesty, the Almighty. Hallelujah. We call on your name, and we say, Lord Jesus, your name is to be praised. Your name is to be glorified. Your name is to be magnified. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord God, for the activity of our limbs. Thank you for waking us up. And not only do we have a sound mind, but, Father, we thank you for the mind that we have, but we thank you, Lord Jesus, moreover, for following our mind to do what we are asked and commanded to do, and that is to enter into your gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. You come into your courts with praise and show thanks unto you. Hallelujah. And bless your name because you are good and it's your mercy that endure forever. We thank you this morning for your endless love towards us, an everlasting love. Oh, Lord God, thank you this morning for mercy, a brand new mercy, a mercy that we've never seen, a mercy that we've never experienced. Thank you for a mercy that deals with every situation and circumstance. Hallelujah, that needs attention. Thank you for mercy and compassion. Thank you for your love, Lord Jesus Christ. That's Lord's past finding out. Oh God, your mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for houses to dwell in. Thank you that you kept the hand of the enemy away from us last night. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We didn't depend on all our Lord, your alarm clock. We didn't depend on, Lord Jesus Christ, the alarm systems. Oh, Lord, and we understand it was not because of our dogs or watchdogs. Father, you said, except the Lord build the house. Hallelujah. They labor in vain that build it. Except you watched over the city. Except you kept our homes. Except you kept us as we slumbered and sleep. Except you kept us, Lord God, from all type of intrusion, all type of invasions that we take for granted and take for naught. Lord, we say it is not by power. We know it is not by might, but it's by your majestic power and your spirit. So for that, God, we give you praise. Hallelujah. We give you glory for keeping us. Hallelujah. When we didn't even know that we were kept, for keeping us as we were slumbering and sleeping. Oh, God, Father, you thank you that you released your angelic host to encamp about our dwelling. Hallelujah, to keep us as we slumbered. Our children, we thank you that you didn't let the spirit of death, hallelujah, invade our homes, invade, Lord Jesus, our properties, invade where we were at. Hallelujah, God, Jesus Christ, and try to steal our soul. We thank you now. Hallelujah. We're kept by the power of God. Then we thank you for it. We bless you this morning. Hallelujah. For a bed to sleep in. For, Lord, food to eat. We thank you for Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Water to drink. We thank you, Lord, for a bathroom to use. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. For waking up, Lord, and not being under a bridge. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That you kept us. Hallelujah. We shouldn't have been kept, but Father, you kept us from every accident, from every incident, every calamity. God, we give you divine praise. And if we went through any accident, we're here to say we're kept by the power of God. Hallelujah. We give you glory. Oh, Lord, not unto us, oh God, but unto you. Unto you be glory. Unto you be power. Unto you be majesty. Unto you be might and dominion, not only now, but henceforth and forevermore. We adore your name. Ooh, glory, glory. We magnify your name. We forsake you, because if we're kept by your name, your name is a strong tower. Hallelujah. The righteous run into it, and we're safe there. We want to thank you, hallelujah, for your name, the name that is above every name. We want to thank you that not only God, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, for your name, but thank you that we're children, hallelujah, of your name. We're called by your name. We're kept for your name's sake. Glory to God. And what is your name? You are the Almighty. You're the Alpha and the Omega. You are our only advocate. You are the arm of God and the chief cornerstone. God, you are the rock of ages. You are the stone hewn out of a mountain. Glory to God. And we give you the praise and the glory because you're the great I am. You're the judge of Israel and the keeper of the church. We bless you because you're the just one, the king of Lord, the Jews and the king of the saints, the king of the righteous, the king of Lord Jesus, those that's called from darkness into your marvelous light. We bless you because you are the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. You are the living Word. Hallelujah. You're the Word made flesh. Not only are you the Word, you are the law and the lawgiver. Oh, glory, I say, hallelujah, you're the Lord God Almighty, our Messiah, hallelujah, the messenger of our covenant, hallelujah, my God, you're the morning star and the prince of renown. We bless you as the prince of life, prince of peace, hallelujah, the great I am, the great Lord Redeemer. You're the kinsman redeemer of our soul, and for that we bless you. God, we want to tell you that we bless you and appreciate you for not only being the resurrection, but for being the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. The root of David. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The offspring of Jesse. The plant of renown. Glory to God. The plant. Hallelujah. That dried up. I mean, that came up out of a dry ground. We bless you. Hallelujah. Thou son of the Most High. Hallelujah. We bless you. Hallelujah. Second Adam. We bless you. Hallelujah. The way, the truth, and the life. We bless you. You're the wisdom of God. You're the witness of God. Hallelujah. You're the way. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. You're the word of life. You're the meat of hunger. You're the bread of hunger. You're the meat of thirst. I mean, the water of thirst. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Praise is coming for the upright, you said. And unto you shall the vow be performed. Almighty King of glory, we honor you. And we lift you up. You are the Adonai, the Elohim, the great Rosi, the healing one from heaven. You're the great Rohi. Hallelujah. You're the Lord Jesus Christ, El Elyon, the Almighty. We give you praise and glory. Hallelujah. You're Jehovah Mekadesh, Jehovah, hallelujah, Sketanil. You're Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shema. Hallelujah. Thinking that you're there. As a very person help, you are our peace, you are our Shema. We give you glory and praise in any other name that, Father, we have not said. We say, Lord, it's all wrapped up in that name of Jesus. God, we praise you, hallelujah, for that wonderful, magnificent, holy, adorable, hallelujah, marvelous, magnanimous name. Jesus, hallelujah, our Savior, Jesus, our Keeper, Jesus, and the strength of our life, Jesus, hallelujah, protector, Jesus, Savior, we set our way, we set our course, by first acknowledging you in all of our ways, loving on you, adoring you, hallelujah, magnifying you for the great things you have done. Father, if we had 1,000 tongues, what glory. Hey, it would be insufficient. It would still be insignificant. Hallelujah. In comparison to the deserving, Lord, praises that you're worthy of. If we had 1,000 tongues, hallelujah, it would not be enough in our mouth. But God, we thank you that you inhabit this praise, the praise we're giving you with the fruit of our lips, the praise we're... Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you now. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our pastor. Thank you for our shepherd that you've given us out of your own heart. Call up in the praises of your majesty. I'm calling up just giving you thanks because you're so loving and kindful. You're so mindful of us. God, you consider our frame. You realize we're but dust. And though we be faithless, yet you are faithful and cannot deny yourself. Thank you for your faithfulness that you've given us, Lord. Shepherd after your own heart. A man after your own heart. A man that loves you and loves your people. A man that loves your word and your ways. And for that, we thank you for him offering us, corralling us, motivating us, God, stirring us, and prompting us to come boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help this time in the time of need. And we thank you, Lord, not only have you corralled us, Father God, and clarion call, but we thank you most of all that you've stretched out the royal scepter and you receive glory to God. You stretched out the scepter, hallelujah, and you told us to come boldly before your throne, to come in the room. Thank you. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you. We bless you. Be glorified. Be magnified. Be lifted up from this time forth and forevermore. The name of the Lord is to be praised. Therefore, Lord God, we say, Lord, from now on, to the King eternal, to the King immortal, to the King invisible, you are the only wise God, our Savior. You're the only potentate who only has immortality that dwelleth in a light that no man can approach into. We thank you, Lord, because you're the first, the last, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And we say now, you are our keeper and the keeper of our soul. Now, let Israel say, let PCC say, let the church say, hallelujah, God's people say, the Lord be magnified, be lifted up, thou matchless wonder, in the name of Jesus. Rosh Hashanah. Hallelujah.
Oh, how grateful we are to love on Jesus, to tell him who he is. My God, what a wonderful time of worship, a wonderful time of blessing him. Now, the word of God says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So you're right there. So in the name of Jesus, you just got done blessing him and loving on him, adoring him. I believe Pastor Butler prayed his Bluetooth out of his ear. I believe he touched God and call God every name there is to call, and I want you to know that's just the surface, praise God, of who he is. Now, in the name of Jesus, lift your voice and declare that this will be a good week. Open your mouth right where you are and speak and declare and decree that this will be a great week for you. The Bible declares in Job 38 that we have the power to command our morning, and that's why we wake up. We started our consecration. You are declaring, hallelujah, this is what you're going to do. Just teach you something. You're going to write down today some things that you have before the Lord. Now, this is your week. Next week, we'll be focusing on things for the church. But this is your week
to focus on things that you're believing God to do in your life, you need to write them down today. Are you listening to me? Write down today some things you had before the Lord in your hour of prayer. Take about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and write some things down that you're believing God to do on this fast and on this consecration. All right? Haba Shebo, Hobandala Basaya, Handele de Koboshita, Handele de Sedema. My God, I thank you for answers. That's one thing. We're going to believe God for answers, things that you have before him, things that you need clarity on, things that you need direction on. You're going to write them down. Amen. You're going to write them down because you're going to be direct and specific, I heard a man say on last night. You're going to be specific when you pray, but you're going to write down some things this week personally in your life that you can't afford to miss prayer. Do not miss 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. I say do not miss 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. You have the consecration details, all right? I want you to focus this week on what you're believing God for you personally, in your life, in the life of your family, all right? The things that you have before the Lord, and I want you to be focused, go after it, and pursue it. Give yourself to prayer this week. Give yourself the intercession. Give yourself the calling on the Lord. Whenever you're on a fast, you don't do unnecessary talking, all right? Whenever you're on a fast and you're consecrating yourself, you don't be gossiping and being messy and all that pettiness. Bring that foolishness in this week, and let's go after God. Let's allow, let's allow God to do something so supernatural in our life this week that the demons of hell are afraid because of how dedicated, committed, and serious you are this week. Come on now, right where you are, open your mouth and declare this will be a good week. Declare this will be a good week. I thank you that this will be a good week. I thank you that the things that I have before you, the things that I'm praying for on this fast, the things that I'm consecrating myself, Father, I thank you that I shall experience results, that I will have answers, that I will have direction. I thank you that I will not just have help this week, but we'll get quick help. I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for breakthrough. I thank you for changes. Turn it. Oh, Baba, Shande, I feel the anointing. I thank you for breakthrough and changes. I thank you that walls are coming down. I thank you that barriers are being removed. I thank you that chains are being broken. I thank you for insight, revelation. Hoba Shaka, Yenkama, Itala Mondo, Lobo Soto Lelebe, Likandi Libi Alabasha. Hey, Shete, ye baby beke she, yen jeribe clibondolo cosa, e baba baba basha, handolo bohosaya, ye mande be kabosha. I thank you for it. I thank you for it. I thank you for it. It's a good week. I thank you for it. It's going to be a great day. I thank you for it. That nothing but favor, nothing but answers, nothing but revelation will follow me this week. I thank you that doors that have been shut for years are being opened this week. I thank you that opportunities are being released to me this week. I thank you that helpers and divine helpers and destiny helpers and ministry helpers are coming from every direction this week. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for visions and dreams and insight and revelation. I thank you that the word of knowledge and word of wisdom and prophecy is coming alive like never before. I thank you that nothing is hidden. I thank you that nothing is hidden. I thank you that you are revealing the hearts of those connected to me this week. I thank you that you are revealing what is going on around Erebasha. You are showing it to me. You're revealing hearts. You're revealing motives. You're revealing intentions. You're revealing what's going on in the churches. I thank you for showing it to me. Those are the things I have before you. I thank you that debts are being canceled. I thank you that any kind of court and situations going on in the lives of your people, they are being settled this week. I thank you for releases. I thank you for breakthroughs this week. I thank you for turnaround. I thank you for change. It shall be. In the name of Jesus. It's going to be a good week. It's going to be a good week. You have the details of the fast. Go to the website. I believe briancarn.com or kczjacks or charlotte.org. Go to the website. All of the information that you need is there. Let's be committed to it. All right? Let's pursue it. Let's mean business. And let's watch God do what only he can do. I'm challenging everybody this morning. You're always going to start your week with the seed, all right? Because if the first fruits be holy, then the whole lump is holy, all right? So we're in a new day. We're in a new week. I'm challenging everybody this morning. Everybody this morning, let's sow a $20 seed, $PBCJR. Let's start our week giving. Amen. We're setting a precedence this week. Amen. Because it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. You should have extra money because you can't eat out this week. Ain't no buying no French fries. Amen. You can't go nowhere and get nothing. We're doing no eating out. Remember, that was our instruction. No eating out. No eating out this week. All right? None. All right? So you got to cook all your food. Amen. And get your vegetables. Hallelujah. Go to the store. Hallelujah. Go make you some greens and string beans and cabbage and whatever it is that you can have, vegetables and fruit. But no eating out. Fast food restaurants. Oh, Baba Shanda. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. $PBCJR. All right. Now we'll be back in prayer at 6 o'clock this evening. I say we'll be back in prayer at 6 o'clock this evening. I said we'll be back in prayer at 6 o'clock this evening. You better come on and be ready. We're believing God. All of the churches are open. I'm not sure about Houston, but I know Jacksonville and Charlotte will be open for you to go to the church and pray for at least 1 hour every day. That's right. That's right. 1 hour. 1 hour. And if you get there and the door not open, pray in the parking lot. But the door should be open. But pray in the parking lot. God said he'll hear us from the sanctuary. That's where help comes from, the sanctuary. You're going to give yourself 1 hour prayer, intercession, calling on the name of the Lord. You pastors, you leaders, you go to your churches and lay down that altar for 1 hour. Let's call on the name of the Lord. Let's believe God. Hallelujah. My God, I thank God for prayer. Thank God for starting our mornings with him, ending our evenings with him. Amen. So grateful. So we're sowing our $20 seed. If you don't have Cash App, sow online at briancarn.com. If you don't have that, mail it in or sow it. But I love you so much. I'm praying for you. And let's stay in the spirit. The fast has officially started. All right? The fast has started. All right? Now, act like it. Pray like it. Bring yourself in. Consecrate yourself. And let's prepare ourselves all by ourselves for what heaven shall do on behalf of his people. we are his people. And we're the sheep of his pasture. And we're excited about what he has done for us and the manifestation that we're getting ready to walk in. Obasa, Elebasha, Jamande Bekebosa, Elabashandala Bokobosita, Elamandele Bekialamanda, Orabakandala Raya, Ebaliki Selemo, Ulandele Bekitaya, Roboshata, and it is so. In the name of Jesus, Kerebasa, I love you. I'll see you in prayer this evening at 6 p.m. Tell the world they don't want to miss this underground prayer movement, and I will shake it up heaven and earth. I'll see you in prayer this evening at 6 o'clock on the prayer line. We'll be back here, amen, to destroy the works of the enemy. You are blessed. More grace.